This week we're concerned with the dream itself. And once again, there's no question of a detailed explanation. Once again, we can give only a few hints, a few pointers. To begin with, the dream is a dream. That is to say, on the level of the literal meaning of the sutra, it is a dream. It represents a state of consciousness other than the waking state. But on the level of the real meaning of the sutra, this state is not just a different state, it's a higher state. So what happens in the dream, therefore, is to be understood as pertaining to a higher order of reality. Secondly, dreams, ordinary dreams, or dreams in the ordinary sense, are the product of the activity of the subconscious mind, or of the unconscious mind. They represent an influence that operates below the threshold of consciousness. Rucharaketa's dream therefore represents the working out of his spiritual experiences at a deeper level of his being, not just the mental level. In other words, if seeing the mandala of the four Buddhas represents, for Rucharaketa, the path of vision, the dream represents the path of transformation. Better to say, the path of transformation, Bhavana Marga, in the full technical sense. Rucharaketa's total being is beginning to be transformed. And the symbol and the center of that total transformation is the drum, the golden drum which he sees at the beginning of his dream. But why a drum? Why a drum of all things? There is perhaps a reason for this, or at least a thin thread of connection, a thin thread of connection with the previous chapter. You'll remember that the Buddha that appeared on the lotus throne in the direction of the north was Dundumisvara. And Dundumisvara means Lord of the drum. And the drum is a very ancient symbol in Buddhism. Shortly after his enlightenment, the Buddha declared that he would go to Banaras, to Kashi, and he would there proclaim the Dharma. And the expression he used for proclaiming the Dharma, for teaching the Dharma, was to beat the drum of the deathless, the drum of Nirvana, the drum of the Absolute. And the word for drum which he used here is the same word, Dundupi. So perhaps, as I said, there is a thin thread of connection. We cannot be sure, because after all, we're dealing with a dream. Perhaps, though, Rucharaketa's dream was sparked off by a vague reminiscence of the Buddha of the North, Dundubhisvara, the Lord of the drum. And perhaps that is why the drum appeared to him as he slept, and with it all the traditional associations of the drum. Be that as it may, we can at least be sure of one thing, which is that the drum does not have one single assignable meaning in Rucharaketa's dream. Like all true symbols, it has many meanings. And at the same time, it is more than its meanings, more than all its meanings. The drum is the absolute. If you like, it's the truth. It's ultimate reality. Of course, it's circular in shape. The drum is circular in shape. And in many spiritual traditions, the circle or the sphere symbolizes perfection. The jewel, the round jewel, the pearl, for instance, has the same general significance. But the drum is also the Buddha himself, the historical Buddha, who proclaims the Dharma even as the drum shines with its golden light. And the Dhamma is not only the historical Buddha, the Dhamma is also the eternal Buddha, the Buddha of the Mahayana, who is the sun, as it were, of the spiritual universe. Also, the Dhamma is the Buddha who occupies the center of the mandala, the missing Buddha, the fifth Buddha, the Buddha in the middle. And then, of course, the Dhamma is Rucharaketu himself, as mentioned earlier. Not the old Rucharaketu, the new Rucharaketu, the Rucharaketu who is in process of being completely transformed. And again, the drum is the sun. And associated with the drum as the sun is the rich solar imagery of the Indian tradition, going back to Vedic times. It's imagery that reminds us at times of the hymns of the so-called heretic Egyptian pharaoh, Akhenaten. The drum is round. It's golden in colour. It's made of gold, and it radiates golden light. The colour gold is itself significant. Gold is the colour of incorruptibility, the colour of immortality, the colour of eternity, the colour, if you like, of eternal life. It's the colour of the absolute. And finally, the drum is the sutra itself. The drum is the sutra of golden light, especially the nucleus of the sutra, that is to say, this third chapter, these verses of confession. Now, there's much more that could be said about the symbolism of the drum as it appears in Rucharaketu's dream, but I think I've said enough to give at least some idea of its significance, to give perhaps some feeling of its significance, a significance that is not confined to words. In any case, it's time we passed on to other things that Rucharaketu saw in his dream, and then we must think of concluding.